Well, just in a general way, how would you describe it?
A trip.
Okay. And if there's not very much of something, it's said to be very,
Rare.
or
Short supply.
something in short supply is.
Scarce.
Yeah. And people get off the train at the.
Depot.
And what are some other words for depot? Do you know any?
Station.
Okay.
Some of what comes to mind.
If something's at an angle, leaning up against something else, just sort of.
It's a slanted, sloped.
Like, say somebody left the broom and it was sort of like, leaning up against the couch, sort of.
Oh,
How'd you
golly.
describe?
I wouldn't use a word like askew or anything like that.
How about if somebody's glasses were on broken?
Cockeyed.
Okay. How about if something was coming at you from an angle?
Got
Like
me.
the dog came at me.
From an angle, sideways.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the word antigoglin?
Yeah.
How is that used?
I don't know, but I've heard of it. Annie Goglin.
Think that's really prevalent in East Texas.
Yeah. Let's like tump it over.
Tump it over.
Yeah.
Is that a verb? Tump
No,
it?
yeah, tump it over.
Tump it over.
That's from Midland East. Tump it over.
And what kinds of words would you say to your guests as they were saying goodbye at the door? What'd you say?
Well, good night. Thanks for coming.
Would you ever use like Spanish phrases or?
Well, no. But what they say is "te guacho," or
What's
"with you."
that? What is it?
"Te guacho" or "le
Te
guacho."
guacho? Oh, I haven't heard that.
Well, it's a corrupted from English. They have taken the verb "watch," and spelled it Guachar, watchar. Okay?
Yeah.
And like we'll say, "I'll see you later." Te guacho.
Yeah.
Ahí te guacho. See, I'll see you there.
Yeah, that's great.
It's slang Spanish is what it is, but I wouldn't use it except to somebody I knew that would understand it.
Sure.
Or we might say hasta la vista or
Would
hasta
you
luego.
really say that?
Might. Sometimes it's easier. Sometimes Spanish is easier than English. I say good night. We'll see you. See you. See you tomorrow or see you next week. See you sometime, I guess.
Now these are some. Now you're not a horseman, but can you identify me any parts of the bridle?
No.
How about the thing that's in the horse's mouth?
Bit.
And the thing that you hold on
A
to?
rein.
Yeah. Anything else you see that you recognize?
I don't. I recognize them all. I don't know what you call them.
Yeah, each one of those little things has a name.
The
Not
whole thing is a
technical,
bridle.
but. Okay, now the other thing that I have down there is a western saddle.
Saddle. Yeah.
Oh, what's this thing?
Stirrup.
What else do you recognize?
Well, this is saddle horn, and this is seat, and I guess I don't know what you call a saddle blanket. Or I don't know what. I don't know
Well,
what
this
that.
thing goes under the horse.
That's a cinch.
Yeah.
But oh, it's yeah, it's pulled around and tied on the back. That's a cinch. I don't really know what you call the part that your leg sits on. See, although I'm from El Paso, I'm not a cowboy.
Yeah, right. Or if you dressed up in cowboy clothes, you'd be a dude.
I'd be a dude, yeah.
That's great. Well, thanks. That's the whole interview. Unless there's
Ooh.
some other story that you wanted to share with me, that you wanted to and didn't get to share.
I wouldn't keep any longer.
Okay.
But it's been